What's going on, geeks, otakus, weebs, nerds, he, she, they, and them, whatever your nouns or your pronouns might be. I want to welcome you to the one and only podcast where you can geek out with DJ and Trip.
Apothecary Diaries?
Yeah.
Fluent. Detailed. Oh my God. Like, colorful. It's beautiful. I was just watching that. It's good. It's different.
Tell me about that. Since you said it, I hadn't started yet. So tell me about that. Like, walk me through that one.
Yes. Watching it, you're gonna have to pause it a lot. This is probably one I've paused probably every 2 seconds. It happens quick. So, girl lives outside of society with her somebody. Self-taught. She's always outside, you know, discovering new herbs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So she gets kidnapped, taken to kingdom. And then she gets treated like a slave, so the money she makes goes to the kidnappers. So she finds a loophole through it by helping one of the princesses, because at the time there was two princesses that was pregnant. One had the baby and the baby was sick, and the other one just had her baby and the baby was sick as well. Turns out the makeup that they used on their face was poisoning them in the baby. So damn. One of the princesses' babies ended up dying, and then the girl was able to save the other one. So with her saving the baby, she was rewarded to be that princess's first aid person, but basically a glorified poison tester. So she goes around like eating the food that's supposed to be sent to the princess, make sure none poison, you know, and you know, investigating all items that's around the princess and stuff like that. In return, she doesn't have to live like a slave, and then they paid off her kidnappers, so she ain't gotta worry about that no more. But now she's stuck like Chuck. So there's a guy, I think he's like the manager of the princess or whatever. So he's curious, because most women in this era can't read or write. This motherfucker know how to make chocolate.
Damn.
Like from scratch. You know, and she also know how to make a Viagra. How to make Viagra. So she makes the Viagra out of chocolate, or should I say, it was more like a sexual drug like that. So if a girl take it, they get horny. If a dude take it, you know, they last forever. So
yeah, so like aphrodisiac.
She made that. And then all the girls had ate her chocolate. And she was like, oh no, that chocolate wasn't for y'all. So they end up sleeping with the manager dude. And he ain't getting no sleep in like days. So that shit was funny. And like, it's just kind of like her, the more she helps them, the more she's able to become a better apothecary.
Because she able to practice.
But she's also trying to go back home too. She just want to tell her, you know, dad, she okay.
Yeah.
You know, but they won't let her do that.
Because they using her.
Yeah, because old buddy's taking credit for everything.
The manager? Low down.
And he tried to seduce her, but she don't like him like that. But now he like her even more, because he like him hard to get.
Yeah, he ain't even let her go nowhere. She ain't going nowhere.
It's a nice little feel good anime. Good vision. No, not really. At first it was, but now it's really, you know, lighthearted. You know, soft girl era stuff.
Damn, I was thinking that bitch was gonna be dark.
I mean, so far, I mean, it's like a dark subplot, but right now it's just, you know, focused on her, and it's real funny, and you know, it's just, it's feel good.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Somebody is trying to kill the princess, though. You know.
Yeah. Okay, so that's still ongoing right now. They're still trying to have.
Right now, we seeing the scope of her knowledge and abilities.
I gotcha.
What else have I seen? 100 Girlfriends. I really, 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 really love. That shit good. It's good.
That shit ain't nothing but I ain't gonna lie. That shit, it lied about being a rom-com. Don't get me wrong. I ain't gonna say it lied. It's still good. Don't get me wrong. But it lied about being just strictly a rom-com. It is more of a fucking rom-com harem that is itchy.
It is the perfect harem. Because I can honestly say that each girl is different. And I am intrigued to see how many times they can be different. You know what I'm saying? Like, when am I going to get stale? When is there going to be two women the same? Because right now, they're all different. And he's pretty cool.
Wait till we start getting them, like, double digits.
He pretty cool. So, you know, he's not a annoying protagonist. Like, he actually, you know, got some sense about him. You know, he got a little riz going on. He got a little swag. Yeah. You know, so the lolicon kind of threw me off, but, you know.
It's always going to be one.
Yeah. And then that white haired girl, she all right.
Which one, the white haired one? Is it like the silver hair?
Yeah, the silver hair one.
Okay, gotcha. I ain't watched her yet come into the fray.
She definitely different.
Mm-hmm.
Different.
Is she more of the shy, quiet type?
Yeah. Yeah, to a certain degree.
Yes.
She's shy, but like she don't like show her feelings in front of the other girls. She likes to do it behind closed doors, but the little girl.
Oh, she's secretive.
Yeah, she be trying to expose her. So yeah, they got their own rivalry.
Around and do it.
Yeah, so it's like the two first ones they got a rivalry, and the two other ones got a rivalry. So it's like they, you know, they battling for his time and affection. And he told all four of them, he was like, "Man, I got enough love to go around for all y'all." So then the pink haired girl, she was like, "Oh my gosh, he just, he's so nice. Like, he actually loves all of us. Y'all just need to appreciate him." And I was like, "Man, you just trying to get some brownie points."
Mm-hmm.
Then they shared the kids, like all four of them shared the kids. That was kind of cool. Yeah, same time. It was kind of cool. So then he took them to the pool. The silver haired girl, her boobies pretty big, so she's like second when it comes to boobies. Pink haired girl got the biggest boobies.
And the other ones just looking at them like, "You bitches, how could y'all have such ugly
bust?" Even though they got the big busties, the small girl and the yellow haired girl, they get the more physical time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the touching and stuff.
Yeah. It's still funny as hell too, boy.
Hell yeah.
That shit gonna have you dying every episode. I don't care. That shit gonna have you crying.
And then the guy, he be popping up every now and then. So yeah, he's still funny.
Mm-hmm. I knew he was gonna still be funny. I knew he was gonna just pop in and out every now and then, talk some shit and leave.
Oh, yeah, like it's balance. Like, this shit balance. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Like,
now, what I haven't seen our dating story. I ain't seen from episode 2, that was it.
I've been watching the shit out of it. I ain't gonna lie to you. I watch it every episode that come out. I watch it.
It's that good.
Yes, sir. I enjoy it. It's very good. It's very much a feel good rom com. It's exactly what we said it was gonna be. It's really just puppy love. It's really all it is. It's puppy love. It's like that. Mm-hmm. It's like you having that first like true love with like your like that first real love with that first girlfriend or boyfriend. But in this case, you know, one of our protagonists, Shirakara, she is the one that is the experienced one. So she ain't like she, but it's still all a new experience for her because she never felt this with any other guy. But she's been in relationships and she's done all this little other like stuff with other guys, but it hasn't been on the level at the intimate level as it's been with the protagonist boy. I forget his name. Damn, I fucking hate that I forgot his name.
Is he still nervous?
Yeah, he still got that little nervousness about him, but he's kind of like, it's not as bad as that first, like the first episode or so. He's still like nervous to like, you know, try things. Like he was nervous about trying to, you know, kiss her. He was nervous about trying to hold her hand. So he was like trying to think of ways we could like make it happen. Like trying to strategize to like, you know, once I do this and then I do this and then we'll end up holding hands and then we'll, you know, we'll be like this. And instead of just like actually just like going for it, cause she be thinking the same thing. Like she want to do the same things that he want to do. Like she want to hold hands too. So she like end up being the one to sometimes just go for it and do it. And then he be like, oh, okay. So I know I can go for it next time. I can just do it. What okay. Stage they ever? They done held hands. They done walked home with each other. He stayed with her over the summer break. Her and her grandparents. And he worked at her uncle's shop on the beach while they were out on summer break. And they went to a festival together. They got to the kissing part. They've kissed with each other now.
But she ain't seen his family.
I love how the relationship is deepening, honestly. I just love how it's going. Not deepening, but I just love like seeing them like just gushing over each other. It's good.
Right.
Oh yeah. You remember when we had said something about, you know, the other girl being in there?
Mm-hmm.
We find out who the other girl is.
Who?
And I told you, bro. I had said it. I said that's gonna be one of his childhood crushes that come back and try to get with him. And goddamn it, what was it? It was a motherfucking childhood crush. It was the first girl he ever tried to go out with back in middle school that he ever confessed his love for, and she turned him down. And that was why he was like nervous to ever like try to go after another girl again, because he got turned down then. And then come to find out that girl that he confessed his love for, that got turned him down the first time, is his girlfriend's sister.
Oh.
Goddamn, right?
Nah, that is interesting.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. We find that out too. I was like, oh shit, what?
Well, see, we were both right. To your sister, but she also a crush.
Mm-hmm. So it was it's his girlfriend's sister, the girl that he tried to confess his love to the first time. So she ended up coming to the same school, transferred to the same school that they both go to. She don't know that they dating. So the sister that he confessed his love for in middle school don't know that her sister, which the Shirakawa is the older sister, and she don't know that he and her are dating, because at first they were keeping it a secret from everybody. But then it was a rumor spreading around in the school about how Shirakawa uses guys for money, and you know, she just throws them away after she's done with them. And old buddy heard the rumor and he wasn't liking this shit. He wasn't taking too kind of it. He ain't like people saying this shit. So the sister ended up, you know, talking to him, and you know, she was saying something, and she brought up the rumors and shit, and that shit did not sit well with him at all. And he just pretty much like, you know, snapped on her and told her, you know, that's not true because I'm dating her right now. And like nobody knew that shit. Everybody was like, shit, I wonder who she's dating, because she told him she had a boyfriend. She didn't say who it was, and he pretty much said it right there in front of like his whole classroom, like. Said, and you know, at first I thought I was like, oh shit, this is gonna be awkward as fuck. I think it was like, it's gonna be like a bad situation, but Shirakawa being like the optimistic, happy-go-lucky person, she made that a good thing. She was happy about it. She was like, I'm so happy you did that. Now I can stop holding it in and like letting everybody know. And then everybody like, what? They actually dating? What? What the fuck? When did this happen? Because it was like a couple dudes that was like wanting to go and shoot their shot at her. And then he said that right there, right after the dude was trying to shoot their shot. And then they were like, are you fucking serious? Like, really? Him? So, yeah. So then the whole school ended up knowing that they were dating. So that made the sister upset, and all like what's crazy is like they go into a little bit of her backstory too about how she was always like kind of overshadowed by the older sister, which is Shirakawa, and like they are complete opposites. Like from when they were little girls, she's always been like outgoing, adventurous, doing stuff and everything, while she kind of like just hidden her like was in her shadow and shit. So that's why she ended up like leaving and going off with her mom when her dad and mom like split. Oh, my bad. Can you hear me? You hear me now? Am I still breaking up?
Sound like a robot. Do you hear me?
Okay, how is it now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay.
No video.
No video. Got it. All right. So, yeah. So, she ended up... What was I at?
The part where she was happy that he had told everybody and she started telling people. And...
So they get through that, and then like when the younger sister find out that's who she's dating, she kind of get upset and storm off. And then you kind of go into their backstory of, you know, how it was for them back at the house when they were living with their parents, well, living in the same house with both their parents. And that's why she left with her mom when her mom and dad divorced or like split, because she didn't want to be like in her sister's shadow anymore. But when they came back, she didn't realize that she was going to the same school as them. And like now she kind of like wants everything that her sister has, because she done built that up for herself at this other school. And now she's like, I'm being my sister's shadow again because she's here. And it's just going to be a repeat of everything I've been through all my life. And she's like, nah, I got to try to, you know, derail her and get her off a high horse or get to her status so that I won't have to, you know, deal with that. And in the process of doing that, she was the one that started that rumor about her sister, which was crazy. And then he pretty much confronted her about it and said, hey, you shouldn't be doing that because I really like your sister. And, you know, I don't want, you know, things to get out of hand with us. But he did it in a kind of like a comforting way to make her not feel bad about it. And boy, why the hell did he do that? Because that made that girl actually like start liking him. So he ended up becoming like somebody she desired, but she knew she couldn't have him because her sister had him. And so then she's like trying to figure out a way to like actually like get with him, because she's falling more and more head over heels for him. Even more times they have interactions with each other. It even got to the point where she pretended to be his girl, like dressed up, like stole her whole outfit. Like I'm talking about like dressed up like her, had the hair and everything, like, and told him to come to the like sports shed or some shit so that they could like make love. And he came. Yeah. But like when he was there, he started realizing slowly, like, you're not Shirakawa. And like she started coming into the light, because at first it was dark, he couldn't really see her. And then she started coming to light. He realized that, oh no, you really ain't Shirakawa. You the young sister. Why did you call me out here? Trying to set him up on some shit. And then, you know, he wasn't mean to her. He pretty much like just told her, like, hey man, you shouldn't do that, you know. And I'm gonna tell your sister that, you know, you were the one that I liked back in middle school. Cause he told her about the story of, you know, him getting rejected the first time. But he didn't tell her who the girl was. And then that's when when she came to the school, that's when he realized, oh, this is that same girl. And he's like, I know this. I should tell Shirakawa about it. Because he having these thoughts with himself. He's like, I should tell her about it. I waited long enough. I need to go ahead and tell her. But before you can even tell her, somebody had already seen him and the sister out sitting at the bench real close to each other, took a picture, and sent it to everybody in the school. And this was right after he told Shirakawa's best friend that, hey, I won't do anything to embarrass your friend. I love her. I like her. I won't do anything to hurt her. Right after he said that, that shit happened, and that picture got sent out to everybody. And Shirakawa saw that picture, boy, and she was hurt. And then her friend came and snapped on his ass, smacked the shit out of him, too. I was like, God damn, I knew this shit was going to happen. I was hurt for her. Oh, that hurts me, too, bro. I didn't want it for you. I did not. And then that's how he ended up going to where she was for the summer, because his homeboys, they went on summer break and they went to a beach, and he was staying back at home because he was doing cram school, so he was doing summer courses. So they was on the beach and they were, you know, they hating on Buddy again because, you know, he got with the most popular girl at the school, and they like, yeah, we're gonna find some girls out here, bro. We're here for a year. Beach baddies, let's go find them. And they scared as hell to talk to any of the girls. But they ended up coming across like a little beach club, like little business spot. And they see Shirakawa up there, his girl. And then they see, you know, like this tall, handsome dude, like standing next to her and talking to her and shit. And they was like, oh shit, maybe she cheating on him. And they like took a picture of it and sent it to him while he was at school. And when they sent him the picture, he seen it. He's like, no, I should have talked to her. I shouldn't have let this shit happen. I shouldn't have let it go on like this. So my boy, leave school, get on the first train to the beach, wherever she at. And he go, he like, hey, I gotta see this shit for myself. I got to see it through. What's going on? He pull up, he like, fancy meeting you here. And, you know, he talking, you know, he just trying to see what's going on. But then come to find out, the dude was her uncle. And she just there working for the summer. Yeah, and she just there working for the summer, so he didn't have nothing to like be worried about. And she actually been talking good about him to her uncle, because when the uncle came over while they were talking, he was like, oh, so you're the guy that my niece is dating. She said a lot about you. And then he kind of like, you know, give them both some love advice and like, hey, you guys should communicate, because I guess she told him about what's going on with them. So they end up sitting down and actually talking to each other and, you know, squashing, you know, the little misunderstanding, you know, with the sister and shit. Mm-hmm. So they end up back on good terms and shit, and now they gushing and gooing and gawing off all over each other again, you know what I'm saying? They have fun with each other, you know, and it just got bad. But there was an instance in that joint where she was like on one of their dates, she was realizing that a lot of the stuff that they're doing together is a lot of the main character's first like time experiences, and she kind of got a little upset and jealous about that, because like she didn't have these, like she didn't have those same feelings that he's having with these first experiences, because they were all already taken by previous guys. So she's like, I hate that I can't experience like what you're feeling right now, because it's not my first time and these are all first for you, and I'm enjoying seeing how happy they make you, and I just wish I could be as happy as you, because it's all like real and genuine now, but that was all taken from me because the other guys previous to you like really didn't care, and they didn't really like you know, like me for me. They just like me for my body.
But so, yeah, like a black person wrote it.
But yeah, so they had that instance, and then he just pretty much, you know, comfort her and reassured her that, hey, I'm happy because we're doing these together, and you should be happy because it's your first time experiencing it with me, somebody that genuinely likes you and is genuinely happy to be in your presence. And then that's when she's like, oh my God, I'm falling for you even more. Pretty much said, you're going to get this booty one of these days, buddy. You keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, and when they get the booty, they better show it too.
Shut your ass up.
Don't build it up if he ain't gonna show.
But yeah, so I think after that, you know, they doing their thing, and now it's to the point where she wants to try to rekindle her relationship with her sister to try to make them like be on good terms and shit. So now that's where we at, because they about to do something with you know how they have the festivals and shit, and then it's like somebody got to be over the event or the club that they trying to do. So they ended up, like, the sister Shirakawa and the main dude, they ended up all volunteering to, you know, participate and help. So she trying to like use this as an opportunity to try to rekindle her relationship with her sister. So we'll see how that goes. See what the fuck happens. Cause she still like homeboy. The sister still like homeboy. Like she ain't gave up her feelings for him. She still want that man. So we're gonna see how this goes. But she don't want nothing to do with her sister like that. So she like, it's gonna be like really awkward on all accounts. So we're gonna see how that shit fucking plays out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, now that's my bad.
But yeah, man, I'm there every episode. Just trying to see what's gonna happen.
Yeah, after that drama unfolded, I don't buy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, have you been watching Berserker Gluttony?
Yep.
Yeah, that shit.
I like it. He not very much of an edge lord. He's more, you know, cornerstone and mastering his skill.
Mm-hmm.
And then finding out about the Saiyans weapons and the mortal Saiyans that they, you know, like right of wrath, you know, greed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, greed is a weapon of calamity.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might not be whatever they call. Yeah, greed is one of those. And it's crazy that he found greed to go with him. Gluttony and greed, boy. Crazy. And I love how his weapons evolve every time he gives greed his stats.
Hey, that scythe. That scythe is badass.
Yeah, that's like I like that damn bow. I ain't gonna lie, that bow is masterful.
Yeah,
that shit overpowered than a motherfucker.
Yeah, that damn sight overpowered than anything.
Oh, boy, that shit cutting through everything.
Bow.
You said you seen the bow and the scythe.
Yeah, I said it's Kamehameha wave with the bow and arrow.
Oh yeah, that shit overpowered. You saw how he killed old buddy with that motherfucker?
Yeah.
I was like, damn. I feel good, but damn, that was some overkill, boy.
That's what I was just about to say. I was like, it's good he dead, but damn, he ain't have to do him like that. He cut his limbs off, had his ass begging for his life just to command man wave him.
Mm-hmm. I was like, shit, he deserved it, but damn, boy. Could have held back a little bit. I feel like he wasted energy doing that. You could have just chopped his head off or shot him in the face with a bow with the arrow shit. So we had to waste one of our powerful moves on this cannon fodder.
Then what else?
Shit, he went so pretty much after he fucking got revenge on one of those royal knights that was corrupt. You know, his girl, Roxy, she got appointed to go to Gallia where her daddy died, and he ain't like that, so he went on an adventure. So he trying to, you know, stop her, well, pretty much protect her, mm-hmm. and keep her out of danger. That's when he meet the Sin of Wrath. I forget her name. It start with an M. It's like Maya, something like that. That's when he run into her, and her weapon name is Hoth.
Yeah.
So he running down. They go on adventure for a little minute to go and help this other holy knight that's retired take back, well, pretty much kill this leech crown beast, so that he can like put all the souls that were in his castle to rest now. His son, wife, and all their servants and everybody. And then that dude also trained Fate a little bit. Because Fate reminded him of his son. That's why he took such a liking to him. So that's why he trained him so that he could be better with his sword.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Then he also learned how to like starve himself to a point where he could control it a little bit.
Mm.
But because he's getting so goddamn strong now, it's getting really hard for him to control himself in that state. So I feel like at any point he's finna fucking go berserk. And I think it's going to be against this next person that's about to show up, who looks exactly like Fate, has the same mask, but he a little more trippier than Fate. Like, that nigga look like a ninja. So I'm ready to see what's going to happen next. Because after he helped the dude, the Holy Knight, he get to Gallia, and that's where he run into Lust. And pretty much Lust invites him there to tell him that Roxy is gonna die. Like, I'm pretty much plotting to kill her so that I can turn her into the next, like, great being to, you know, get this world under control and shit. And boy, when she unveiled this damn plan to fate, like, I ain't trying to hit none of that shit. You come to Roxy, I'm fucking killing you myself. So Roxy and them end up going out into the field because they needed something. No, they one of their battalions didn't come back. So they went out to look for it. And then that's when, like, all these different monsters like Crown Beast and these chimeras start trying to come out and kill Roxy. And he's noticing something. Him and Greed are noticing something about all these Crown Beasts and these chimeras. They all have like the same emblem on them. Like, they being controlled. Because they said that Crown Beasts usually don't work together like this. And these four Crown Beasts, which were great salamanders, were all working together to try to kill Roxy when they were out and about. Fate come through, luckily, because he was looking for something to upgrade and make a scabbard for Greed to sit in, a new sheath for him. And he ran across all of them in the process, so he started, like, assisting and helping them, so they ended up killing all this stuff. But he, like, man, I gotta figure out what the fuck is going on so that I can keep Roxy safe. And then that's when they introduce this new character, mystery character that we don't know nothing about, but he looked just like Fate, dripped out, all black, and got the little black skull mask on too, just like Fate's. I'm like, shit, who the fuck is he? My speculation is that one of them, the Holy Knight that's with them now, his name is North. I feel like he up to no good too. Cause he just so happened to look just like this new mysterious dude that just popped up. Like, same hairstyle and everything. So I'm wondering about him, cause just about all the Holy Knights that Lady Roxy has come across, all of them corrupt. I don't think it's any of them that's good. Cause even at another time when they was meeting up with there was another town that Fate was passing through. It was a damn Holy Knight there that was overseeing that kingdom, and he was fucking corrupt. He was pretty much bribing people to come out and, like, act like they were doing, like, mischievous deeds in front of people, like in front of the masses, and then he would come through and, like, save the day and shit, and try to increase his standing with the people, and that shit would be like, bro, you ain't no better than the rest of them from the other kingdom. And then if they didn't do right, he would kill them right there in front of everybody, like right there in front of, like, closed doors, in front of all the other people, and they would tell everybody, y'all better start doing right next time whenever we had these acts going on. So I was like, damn, bro, you just as corrupt as the other ones. But yeah, they ended up beating his ass and kicking him out of their town, so that worked out. That was like a little side quest for them. But yeah, man, that's where we at with Berserker Gluttony.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for today's episode, guys. We want to thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode. As always, we appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy schedules to sit down and join us on our podcast. Your support means everything to us. Until next time, stay geeky.
Don't forget to give this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and like and share it with your friends who also like to geek out. If you want to further support us and get more content, go to our Patreon. We also have a GoFundMe page. And we would like y'all to help us get the best quality equipment so we can give you the best experience. Follow us on our socials. Our TikTok is Geek Out with DJ X Trip. And our Instagram and Facebook is the same name, which is Geek Out with DJ and Trip. Doing so will help us grow and become the number one podcast in the country, baby.